Tonight, four presidential candidates from third parties who were not invited to the presidential debates that concluded last night will debate each other in Chicago beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The debate, which will be carried live here on WBAI as well as on C-SPAN, will feature Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Constitution Party candidate Virgil Good, and Justice Party presidential candidate Rocky Anderson. The debate will be moderated by former CNN anchor Larry King and by Christina Tobin, founder and chair of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation. While the Commission on Presidential Debates, which sponsored the mainstream debates between Obama and Romney, requires candidates to garner at least 15% support in national polls to be invited to participate, Tobin says the criteria for this debate are much more inclusive.
In 2008, we held a presidential debate at the Mayflower with independent Ralph Nader and Constitution Party candidate Chuck Baldwin. The requirement then was that the candidate be on the ballot in enough states to be viably electable. And this debate that we're holding tonight, it is for them to be not only on the ballot in enough states to be viably electable or received 1% in a national poll, but we plan on opening the debates even furthermore for the next time around.
What will be the format of the debate tonight?
The format will be a cumulative format, so there will be a two-minute opening, a two-minute closing. Each candidate will have, I believe, 2 minutes to respond to each question, and then each one will be provided 6 rebuttals, which means they can choose up to 6 times 1-minute rebuttals at any time during the debate. So, for example, 2 or 3 questions in, if Mr. Gary Johnson wants to respond to a question after all 4 candidates have responded, and then Virgil Good would like to create a discussion with him, they can use those rebuttal cards. So it promotes open elections and more discussion.
And how are the topics and the questions arrived at for this debate?
The topics and the questions come from the people. The people have submitted questions through YouTube, via online, so lots of different interactions, social networking to bring them all together.
Have the questions been vetted in a way to try to focus on the different areas of expertise and policy that each of the candidates, in theory, would have to deal with if elected president?
Absolutely. Anything from the economy to foreign policy to electoral issues to the Constitution. These are some of the topics we'll be addressing. And naturally, these 4 candidates confirmed for the debate, from Gary Johnson, Libertarian Party, Rocky Anderson with the Justice Party, Virgil Good with the Constitution Party, and Jill Stein with the Green Party. There's too much money in politics, money in media, that influences the answers that Mr. Obama and Romney have. And I think that the American voters are pretty disappointed with those choices. So we have candidates here that truly want to make the world a better place, and I do see them uniting quite a bit, more so for a discussion against the two-party stranglehold of the system. And that's a huge problem that's gotten us where we are today. And America's not doing too well now, and we hope to shift that and bring the power back to the people for the 2014 congressional, statewide, local races. They're much bigger than the presidential race.
What's your goal with the debates? Why did you decide to start holding third-party candidates' debates?
Oh, Free and Equal Elections, we're a nonpartisan organization that's about reforming the electoral system throughout the United States. So we're much bigger than just debates. We're about, again, shifting the power back to the people, back to the origins of the Constitution. So while it's great to have all these third-party candidates be a part of this debate, what I've learned is that, well, simply, parties don't work. As parties become larger, they become infiltrated, and they stop listening to their constituents, to their member base, just to we, the people. So I foresee, through the discussion and these candidates, I see them as individuals personally, great individuals, all 4 of them. I see them inspiring lots of people to run for office in 13 for the 14 races, and people that aren't infiltrated by money. There are far more honest people in the world than there are not, and we, the people, are going to take our government back.
And what do you see as the potential influence of this? Did you see any results from the 2008 third-party candidates debate that you had?
Well, I mean, it was aired on C-SPAN, too, nationwide. It was the number one politically archived video of the season. So naturally, there are a lot of people that want to see these debates, and they want to see that there's more voices and more choices. And these candidates are not only going to talk about the real issues, but, you know, the fact that the commission, for example, on presidential debates, oh, it's such a fraud. It's been committing a fraud in the voters for quite some time. It's been run by the former chair of the Democratic Republican Party. Shining a light on the stranglehold, the two-party stranglehold of the system. which all derived from actually the creation of the ballot. Ballot Act was buried back in 1890. The Australian ballot was the first. So it's just those sort of things that we're going to bring to the surface. And again, we want to create, and we will create, a peaceful movement to reform the system. And so many honest organizations, media, all of us are uniting. Free and Equals here to build others. That's what we're here to do.
And what are your plans for the future? If this goes beyond presidential politics, how about bringing it down to the local and state level?
Yes, great question. Again, that national database we plan on launching several months after the election will list every single candidate running for office from state, federal, congressional, all of them. Even Congressman Ron Paul said himself, the congressional races are key. And so those people that are and will be elected will provide not only a central place for people throughout the U.S. to learn more about the voices and choices, but will provide them resources of how to win for office, how to fundraise. And of course, on top of that, in 2013, we're going to have conferences from electoral issues to the war on drugs to GMO, whatever the people want, uniting experts, probably not only throughout the U.S., but worldwide, to speak about these important issues.
Christina Tobin is founder and chair of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation and co-moderator of tonight's third-party presidential candidates debate. That debate can be heard live here on WBAI starting at 9 p.m. this evening. More information about the debate can be found online at freeandequal.org.